Spirits of French Lick is proud to introduce the Lee Sinclair 4-Grain Bottled and Bond Bourbon. This 4-year-aged, double-pot distilled, non-chill-filtered bourbon has creamy, round, and lifting notes with caramel and vanilla, followed by apple, mint, graham cracker, and ginger, as well as cardamom. The finish is slightly French walnut, resolving the sweet, fruity, almost ground cherry and white pepper. Our spirits are available for tasting and purchase inside the French Lick Winery and Distillery. Spirits of French Lick. Respect the grain. Please enjoy responsibly.
Hey, Scotchy Bourbon Boys fans, this is Alan Bishop, Indiana's Alchemist of the Black Forest. So I'm tuning in here today to tell you all about the One Piece at a Time Distilling Institute channel on YouTube. If you're at all interested in the art of distilling, whether it be home distilling or professional distilling, and the intense geekery that goes into that process, then check out the One Piece at a Time Distilling Institute on YouTube. I promise you're going to learn something you didn't know before about the art.
What? I'm like, adjusted.
You're like the freshman year party.
Oh, I hired him.
Oh.
You're muted.
Yeah, don't stand in front of him. And he said we're muted on Facebook.
Or maybe because of the ad.
Podcast of the Scotchy Bourbon Boys for 2023. This is the one that will air between Christmas and New Year's. Yep. And it is the last. It might not be the last according, but this is the last one that you'll hear when I load this, to the podcast. But thank you, Kenny Fuller, for a great year of your theme song. It's been fantastic. And then also thank you to Bo Cumberland for doing the theme song for the YouTube. He provides the video off that. And you want to Super Dashes with
and
us?
And I want to give a big shout out and thank you to our podcast sponsors. Because without them, we couldn't bring all this to you.
Yeah, Alan Bishop, who is part of it, and the Spirit of French Lick. And then also, for part of the year, it was the Log Still Distillery. No longer a sponsor, but they were for 3/4 of the year. So you got to give them a shout out for supporting us. Anybody out there, there is a sponsorship opening out there. So if you're a podcast, a distillery, or you make whiskey and you want to get be involved with the Scotchy Bourbon Boys and be one of our sponsors, we have a program. I can send you, just contact me on Facebook and I can send you the email information about what that means and what we do as far as sponsoring us.
And what we can do for you.
Right. And what we do, the coverage that we get.
Product and stuff.
Yeah. There's still a bunch of people out there that I've got a couple in the works, but we'll see what happens with that. But thanks to everybody. We're the Scotchy Bourbon Boys, www.scotchybourbonboys.com for all Scotchy Bourbon Boys merchandise, t-shirts, Glencairns, Glencairn toppers, bourbon balls. We actually have, we even have magnets for, beer bottle opening magnets and everything. So we got everything. And also, thanks. You can find us on YouTube, Facebook, Instagram, and X, and then also all the podcast formats. Remember, like, listen, subscribe, and leave good feedback. And there we go. We've got that covered. This is the Scotchy Bourbon Boys 2023 Bourbon of the Year. We're going
to blind tasting to get it down to 2.
We got it down from 10. Now it's down to 6. It was supposed to be to 5, but we got it down to 6 at least, and we got 6 Bourbons that Barrelhead has poured us blind.
Yep.
Yeah. Thank you for that. We don't know what's what. And this is going to take away all the preconceived notions, because most these bourbons that we have in front of us all have preconceived notions. Yeah, I mean, you know, the taste of a bourbon is influenced by how much time and effort you put into obtaining it. It's also hype. There's a lot of hype, people talking, price,
price.
That all goes into it. And when you acquire it, I mean, I think that you kind of hook up your aura to that bottle. And then when you first drink it, there's a certain aspect. You're in a great mood. You acquired it. You went, and you know, and so it affects your taste buds to some extent.
But, plus, you also sometimes you've also heard already notes about what it's tasted like, what it's supposed to taste like, and things like that. And so, you know, that's also influential into it, too. Yeah.
So
that takes all of that away, right?
Yeah, and we're doing this blind. So to do it blind, it takes it all away. Like you said, everything's gone. But also the aspect of, you know, overall, we're going to just pick it on what its pure taste, smell. Now, one of the hard things to do that on is you can like different types of bourbons. I mean, some people like sweet bourbons. Some people like oaky bourbons. Some people like, you know, everybody's got their thing. So the way that we're going to do this is we got six in front of us.
Don't like pepper.
Yes, that's true. And I don't like pepper that eliminates taste. Like, hey, it could be too peppery for me.
Stacey watching.
Where did you see that? I don't see
on
that.
Facebook.
Right here. Yeah. Oh my God! How'd you get updated before me?
So
damn it!
And again, real quick to recap what Tiny's saying. We've got six, so let's recap what we're doing.
All right.
Oceans.
That was Roxy's.
This was Roxy's pick. This was
29.
Batch 29. It's the weeded mash bill.
And we wish she was joining us, but she's just not feeling good, and her palate's nothing. So she's just happy with this.
Yep, hers is in. The second one is going to be Michter's 10 Bourbon. This was Nash's pick. Again, probably a more elusive bottle to get for most people.
Absolutely.
Tough bottle to come by.
It was a tough bottle and for a lot of people.
Out of the same distillery, we've got whiskey pick Bombergers 2023.
A lot left in that bottle.
That bottle's going quick.
You can tell that.
Yeah. My pick was the single Rickhouse Camp Nelson. This was a Russell's bottle that I actually got when I was down there and had Jimmy sign it. So
that's a pretty elusive bottle for a lot of people.
That's a pretty cool bottle, and that's probably the most I've spent MSRP on a bottle that wasn't hyped over or over.
Awesome.
Next, we've got the dark horse that kind of came in is the Elijah Craig C923, which we've talked about already, that was picked by so many people as bourbon of the year already. It's gotten so much hype. It is a tremendous bottle because it's a 13-year-old batch, which Elijah Craig started getting some criticism for being too low, 10-year, 9-year stuff. This year, they 13 and above. And then the final one is Tiny's pick of Bombergers. Bombergers. Bookers. This is batch 3 of this year, which is the Mighty Fine batch. So We've got some great stuff up here.
Yeah, imagine I picked the Bookers.
Yeah.
I mean, it came down between the Bookers and Elijah Craig, and I'm just telling you, when it comes to me, it's going to be Bookers every time, but I do like
if
the Elijah
blind,
Craig.
You pick the book. If you pick that Elijah Craig over
I will
Bookers.
Be able to pepper that Elijah Craig in seconds.
I can't wait.
Okay. Yeah. Damn it. I know you're so right, because blinds have screwed me so bad. I mean, the time I tasted all these Maker's Marks, you know, bread pudding and 101 and 46 and all this stuff, and then all of a sudden I pick Maker's Mark.
Yeah.
It was so caramely good. I look and I said, what the hell? Come on. All right.
So let's go. We're going
Top right. So let's taste through each one, talk a little bit, put it back. Then we'll all amongst ourselves taste through again, make up our decisions, and then we'll order them. Then once they're in order, we'll pick out each one, their first ones, and then we'll score them accordingly. But it really comes down to we're going to order it 1 to 6, whatever bourbon amongst the three of us has come in. Now you've poured some for yourself, right? So but this isn't blind for you. You know what we're doing. You're gonna laugh your ass off when we're doing it. And then whatever's the lowest number is first, and that's what we're going. And then second, and then you were mentioning we might blind first and second. But if it's you know, 3 to 8, we're not blind in nothing.
Top right.
Top right. I'm not going to try them. I'm just going to taste and not try and find out what they are.
But it'll probably make us look better because if we start guessing and then we're wrong, like we're going to be, people are going to
be. This has a banana note. This is Old Forester. Wait, there's no Old Forester. This tastes just like birthday bourbon.
Pipe down there, big boy.
Mm-hmm. It's high oak.
Yeah, I like that one. Vanilla.
Give it a lot of vanilla. Two is yellow. Let's go here. Oh, I love the nose on that. Winner. Winner.
I know what that is.
That's so good.
The thing is, I can't remember what order I put them on that one. Mm. Man. That's got a killer finish.
Two Which does. The three?
Two finishes really well.
Oh, yeah.
It's super vanilla-y.
Two. Okay.
I know what that one is.
Ooh.
Are you on four? Yeah, I'm going to. This is awesome.
Three.
What?
My mic turned off. It's back on now. Not the batteries.
Well, it'll pick up just this, and these mics pick up everything. I'm on four.
Man,
that is different right there.
Ooh. Mm-hmm. Sugar.
You sure didn't pour dark arts?
I pick stuff off the shelf back here.
it's
like, totally blind.
Oh, you picked Old Tub as your number one.
Oh, I fixed you guys.
All right.
I had a great nose. I didn't like the palate as much.
Oh, that's it.
Or you put them in.
Mm. Not necessarily. These two, I'm not sure yet.
Yeah.
But that one would be third. It's good, but it's got a different. I don't know.
It's not bad. This sucks. There's not one that's tripped my brain that just says, I know what that is.
This one, the smell on this.
I know what two of them are.
Four smells like paper.
I bet I do.
I bet you don't.
But I do.
Four is paper.
I tried to mix them up the best I could.
On the nose?
Like yeah, but fresh paper.
But not on the taste.
Like a ream of copy paper.
I noticed that.
That's part of my least.
All
it's
right.
Not bad. It's just a little different.
That's really interesting. Yeah, that is
kinda
interesting.
That kind of messed me up.
Yeah, a total mess up. I'm not. I'm just going for taste.
Which one messed you up?
Well, I thought I knew what
five,
two, and three were. I had an idea about number one, but when I tasted number five, that threw my preconception about
I know what number four. Six is.
I tried to switch them up from our when we tasted them earlier to similarities to really break them up.
Yeah, exactly. What's happening? What was and then did you reach in behind me?
Yeah, the glass. I got my
yeah, this water. This mic right keeps dying out, Jeff. So it's gonna.
It's all right. Charged. We'll just keep this. This is going.
We'll just need charged.
All
right. I'll put it on my glasses.
Set it right there. It'll be fine.
Yeah, just put it right. Just put it right there on the corner.
On the corner.
Yeah.
Right on the tip. All right. I'm never tasting six again. Six is six.
Mm. Yep. I know what six is now.
That's in the running up there. So now we're going to start retasting through to put these in order.
Yep.
That one, I know what it is. If I'm wrong... I'd be shocked.
God damn, the nose on too is unbelievable.
Stay with us. We'll be right back.
You still loading them and heating them up with all your single shit you've been dropping. You feel me? Loading them up on. It only takes structure. And you know, just paying attention to the climate of the game.
Yeah.
Know what I mean?
So do your homies got a role in your little, you mean?
Yeah, we all artists over here, man.
Y'all
trying,
already?
Yeah, I'm trying to get them on there. Yeah. We all artists, man. You feel me? We going to have this like
bro, me and my man Kyle, we be like, I don't know, we play with this shit right now.
Shit.
I got like we play with this shit right now for real.
Don't play with it. Take that shit seriously.
Yeah, we need to weed this down to three.
Down to three?
Yeah. I feel like we need to get it to three.
One. It's five,
I think. Who knows? God, this is impossible.
No, it's not actually.
Sucks.
Stop trying to think what they are and just taste them.
I'm just trying to.
One. I got to taste smell the paper again.
Three of them and look at the bottom. They're all clear. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I really like that. It's going to be three.
That one's freaking good. Okay, the paper plane goes over here.
Are you keeping order from here to here, or?
So far, well, no, not yet. I'm kind of, this one is kind of.
Really?
These I got to go back through.
We can't narrow them down to three, because guess what?
You know what? I'm taking these off.
You can't narrow it down to three. You can eliminate them and try and get your three, but all of them could be different.
Mm-hmm.
All of our orders could be different. I think I...
Did I just move that one?
Yes.
I did.
Yes, you did.
Damn.
I need to...
Because that was that one.
Taste those three now.
Oh, well. I'm just going to move them where I think they should be in place.
So I've got them in my place, but I'm going to retaste through the three.
So you're doing top three for each?
Are we doing top three right now?
So retaste, yeah. But do your top six, put them in order, and then we're going to, now we can retaste our three, and if you change your order, and then what we'll do is we're going to add up.
I need another taste, I don't have enough. Like, I literally took a little drink.
He gave you the most.
Yeah.
You got enough to retaste.
Well, but one time, but I don't have enough to retaste.
See, he can't re-pour them because...
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
Oh, that smells so good.
That one's got a real fruity nose.
So it's this one.
That's good.
Or...
This one.
Mm. right, these are my four, so I'm just gonna try these.
Just so you know, for whatever reason, the barrel proofs are obvious, but there's the non barrel proofs, the lesser proofs are really kind of nice.
Yeah,
I don't. Of course, you're gonna answer that. Put her on the podcast, or are you just gonna let that go?
Just gotta let it go.
Sherry, he'll call you back.
Yeah. Why is she not watching?
Yep, because she just got home from work.
How are we supposed to see these comments?
There we go.
Yeah.
Is there someone commenting a lot?
So this guy, I can he's ship it.
He's trying to sell it. Yeah. Sell bottles.
So is he a scammer?
That's why.
Scammer, yeah.
Oh, that's why I'm not. It's not showing up because I delete the scammer on my.
Yeah, I was trying to. That's what I did when I knocked my phone, was because I was trying to pull his name up and block him.
I'll get him off there.
All right.
All right. All right.
All right. So what we're going to add up, if you really want to do this. I'm being honest on my palate of exactly what I thought. No, I think I know, but I could be completely wrong. But I think I know. I think I know which one is C923.
So this is going to be the final order, or?
This is our final order. Then we're going to add them up. Then we're not going to do a reveal. We're just going to have colors and numbers. Okay. And then we'll put our top two together, taste them between the two, and see who we think between what we picked, okay? So your four might be number one. It just, we're going to get it down to the last two, and then you'll reveal what the colors are once we're done picking between the two. I put mine in order. Same order as we tasted.
Oh.
Yeah, I don't have mine in the order I tasted.
No. Same order as we tasted.
I mixed them all up.
This is the last one.
Put your order, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Stop. In the order that you think. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Not the same order.
This is 6. No. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
This is your number one that you like the best.
No.
What one do you like? Whatever you like the best, put them in the same order as we. Like, here's my number 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. They're mixed up, but put them in order. From top, number one will go top right, and number six will go bottom left.
One will be here.
In your ranking.
Which will be 6?
These are going to move.
This will be 6. This will 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 for your ranking. This is my 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
So one up here, right?
Yep, and 6 at the left.
And now I have to figure out which one of these three.
So now you're doing 1, 2, 3.
We're going to do 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, then we're going to add it up and come up with 1, 2.
Oh, you're going to, yeah, because it's going to go by number. So, like, if I picked one, yeah, exactly. Oh,
too low.
I'm sorry, everybody out there.
What do you mean? We've got the most people watching. I'm sorry for the amusement level that's happening here.
Oh my God! I'm sorry that I did not.
It's hard.
Listen, I told you you should have had a plan.
There's some good bourbon there.
I'm sorry that I did not wear an E.H. Taylor sweater today because I feel like I have completely let everybody down.
You got Lucky Charms.
Lucky Charms. Oh, Lucky Charms.
Lucky Arms.
Yeah.
Lucky Arms.
Look at this. Yeah, Lucky Arms. Lucky Charms. All right. Man, these last...
That was rough. There's some palate fatigue going on there for me. But I could pick out what I like at this moment.
I totally forgot what they are, but I think I got them. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, right?
We don't care what they are until the end.
I got numbered them 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, right?
Yeah, some don't have stickers.
One of them does not have a sticker.
Okay, I was gonna say.
And he knows the one that doesn't have a sticker.
Yeah.
All right. So, are we all in order?
No, I'm not.
All right. I'm sorry for CT. No, you got to get in order.
I'm trying.
So this will be your 1, 2, 3.
I have patience. Damn.
Well, talk or something. Don't just be like dead quiet.
We're
CT is smacking his lips. Wow. We're
on. I was just kind of inhaling your lip smacking. Trying to see if I could figure out what your 1, 2, and 3
is that you? Hey, go check the YouTube and see if it's still going. It should be.
Man.
Anything go wrong?
Still okay. Going.
Good.
All right.
That matters.
I'm trying to do that. All right.
Stacy said what? Chris Thompson is watching. Okay. And Brian. Mm.
Brian.
Oh, God, that's good.
God. Yeah. Rachel's watching.
You want to say?
Yep.
I got one more left. Hold on. And I'll put it in. Man, that one is a freaking vanilla bomb.
Mine just, at one point, just stopped with the whatchacallit.
What do we do with the unmarked samples that I put in here?
It would be
as long as fight, a nightmare. As long as fighting cock is one of these, so that it just for Jeff.
Did you bring it?
Oh yeah,
he's I don't especially, leave home without it.
He especially told him to.
That's how he starts
to
his put car.
That in your yeah. sample. You've got it in your sample, out. But we don't have it in ours.
I pour that shit right in the carburetor.
So yeah. Isn't that right? You 30? Told us to put it in his samples and not ours.
Uh huh.
All six of them.
He had no burgers. That's what I.
I mean, you know, there's.
Right, I'm going with this.
All six of his.
All Elijah Craig.
All right.
Six of his are five.
So here we go. Here we go.
All right.
What is everybody's number six?
Which is
number six?
Number six will be down there. Yep.
Mine's a red stripe.
Mine's green.
Mine's a red stripe.
Mine's a red stripe.
So two red stripes are
so
six.
So do you keep them in order?
And a green. Yeah.
Let's. What is the red? Do you remember what the red stripe is?
Yeah, we don't need to know shit.
We don't need
yet.
To know.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
The reveal's right. At the end. So red stripe has 12 because it hasn't lost yet.
No.
Yeah.
And green has 6.
All right.
My next one is a green dot.
Mine is a no dot.
Mine's a blue.
Okay.
Ooh.
So red stripe 12, green stripe 11, blue dot, and no dot 5. That was 5.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
Hold on.
Nash had it.
Told you he had a pen and paper. It's
going to be.
Just something. I got the pen.
Mine's number one.
The no dot.
Or wait a minute. No, the no dot was number 2.
There we go. That's good enough. All right.
Nash
here we go.
Number 5.
So we got
red stripe. 12.
Green stripe.
Green.
11. Is that right? Because I picked it for 6. You picked it for 5.
Yep. 11.
And then we're on to the...
No dot.
One, 5.
And what was the other one? Who? The blue
dot?
Blue dot.
Blue dot. 5.
All right. So let's do 4.
I'm afraid.
4.
No dot.
Red dot.
Red dot. That is...
6 for red dot.
Red just went to...
No, that's 8.
Isn't it? Do you have red 8. Dot
no, that's
red
a
dot?
Stripe.
Red dot is 6.
Red dot is 8, because this is
8.
4.
Yeah, that's right.
And then I came up with no dot.
So add 4
so,
more to
so
that.
It's 9.
9.
All right. All right, so 3.
Let's go down to 3.
Yellow.
Blue.
Green.
It's going to be interesting.
Blue, 3.
What the hell?
Hey, wait. That's
this is
red.
Bullshit.
Blue everybody is 3, which takes it to 8. I did blue, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, and what were you guys?
Yellow.
I had green. Add 3 to green.
I hate this.
Green was 11, so now it's 14.
Lucky arms didn't get you.
And yellow is at 3. So
all right.
2.
Number 2.
I'm red.
None.
Add 2 to red.
Okay. Red is at 10.
I had yellow.
You have yellow, and it's at 5.
I had none.
And he had none.
And none, no dot is, that's 2, right? We just, was number 2?
Yep.
So that goes to 11.
11.
So the number 1 for me is yellow.
I'm red.
Red slash.
Is that different? Red slash?
Yeah, red
slash. Oh my God, you're red?
Red slash.
One, your 1 was our 6. So we're 13.
So that's a 13.
And then I got a yellow.
Yeah, yellow. Which goes to 6. Yellow.
And you had a what? Wow.
And I had a blue dot.
Blue goes to 9.
You guys both had red slash for 6?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's you like fucking C-923 and I fucking hate it.
How do you know C-923?
I'm gonna tell you that had pepper and you don't taste the pepper. All right, so here it is.
Here's the final score. All the right. Lowest.
So
score,
the lowest score
two,
is
the lowest 2 scores.
The lowest score is yellow at 6. Yellow place number 1 at the moment.
Yellow is number 1.
Yes. Yep. Then blue is number 2.
Blue is number 2.
At 9.
At 9.
So those are the 2 winners. So let's tell everybody out. Well, we're not going to because then we'll know which. No. We're not. We are now going to blind yellow and blue.
Yeah, so I won't tell you which they are either.
So if you get, do you have yellow and blue? Do you have stuff left?
Barely.
I've got yellow.
I can try.
So my blue was where? Green. My blue was 3.
Yeah, my yellow was 3.
My 1 was...
Blue was 5.
My blue was 1, and my yellow was...
I
had more? Wow.
So, yeah.
What?
I will say that. I had more in my glasses.
That explains why you're so far off on your palate. You were just getting so much... you're liquored up.
Shut it!
So taste them side by side. They're still blind, and see if you want to switch them.
No switching.
You could switch your 1 and 2.
No.
What are you talking about? This is we switch 1 and 2. You can pick the best out of these 2.
Right. Yeah. You're going to sneeze. Oh,
man. 2 are here, right?
That's 3. Yeah, that was my 3, but that's yellow.
Yeah.
Holy shit, the yellow picked up. I'm not drinking. That's not yellow. Yeah, it is. It picked up a shit ton of spice all of a sudden.
Oh, for your sake, it's C923.
There's no fucking way. I knew C923 and I knew Booker's and C923.
It's Rittenhouse Rye.
C923 is the red stripe.
Yeah. And then Booker's was. I believe it's blue. The Mighty Fine batch. It's even the same color. It's blue and it's got a blue bottom. No.
Okay.
I can't tell that blue. That tastes like pot still to me. And there's no pot still here. All right. I'm going to go with... I go with yellow 1 and blue 2.
I am the same.
I'm going with yellow 1. The single Rick House is 1. And blue number 2.
All right.
Yellow is the winner for me.
Yellow and blue. Yes. Yellow, I'm blue. So now, let's do the reveal backwards to... All right. So I'm going to tell you.
Six.
I'm going to tell you. Number 6. Was the red stripe.
The red stripe.
And that was 13. It was a number number 6s.
Elijah Craig.
You said the red stripe?
Yep.
Elijah Craig.
I told you.
That's the one I picked as number 1.
And right? I picked as number 6. And I got that right. And
get it right?
What do you mean? I was too peppery on them all.
Well, delicious.
Don't make it right. Well, I was right in the fact that I could pick it.
Okay. What's the number 2 highest score?
Wait. That wasn't the... Okay. Actually... 14 points. So that was five. That wasn't the worst. Okay. Okay? Was so 14 points was, I want to say the red, no. Red. What color is that? I can't. Beer. It's so dark. This was a stripe. That's no. What color is that?
That's blue.
Right? And what's the other two?
That's red, right?
Yeah,
there.
Red dot. So red dot was the lowest.
Bomber.
At 14.
Bomberger. So that's number six. Elijah Craig was number five.
Okay. And then we go to 11 with no dot.
No dot.
That was my second pick. You say no dot?
No dot is 11. I was going to rip this.
Really?
I knew that. Yeah.
My second pick.
That was my third.
I think it was red Jeff's dot, like no sixth.
Yeah.
No, red dot was.
No dot.
No dot.
No dot.
No dot was my fourth.
Yeah. Wow.
All right.
We suck.
So there we go. There we go.
All right. Now we go to.
Number three.
Which, that nine, which is. We did the.
What yellow or green.
So what was the Bombergers?
Was no dot.
Red.
All right. I think this is fucked up.
Oh.
As far as dots, I need to actually give me a phone. No, nope, I needed lights. That's all I need is light.
Where's your flashlight?
All right.
Your ultimate flashlight.
So the number, okay, we're going to start this again because green. We're fucking it up.
Yeah,
so green. 14 is 6. It's a green.
What's the green dot?
Put Bombergers back in there.
Yeah, put Bombergers back in there.
What was the green dot? All right.
And
that's what I had as number 6.
Okay, Booker's was 14. Then 13 was Elijah Craig.
I had five as the green dot.
And for me, red. I had.
That's blue.
Blue. So green would have been. Five. I had 5-2 for green. All right.
So.
Now we got to go back
you
to.
You had it at 4.
Green?
Yeah.
No, I think I had it at.
So, then we came with no dot at 11, and now we're at red dot is 10.
What do you mean? Okay, so it's...
That's the next one. That would be 4. Red dot is 10.
Red dot is 10. That is Bombergers.
All right. So that's number...
That's the fourth in the line.
Yep.
And the bottom two are Michter's 10 and Oceans, and that's what I was thinking.
Hold on. Now 9 goes to Blue Dot.
To Blue Dot.
Which we already know, we already screwed that up, right?
Oceans.
Blue Dot is Oceans.
Yeah, see, that one had a...
Yep. I could taste that, Woody.
And then Yellow Dot should have been your last.
And Yellow is number 1.
Yellow and that was number 1, Michter's 10-year bourbon.
So it was Michter's and Oceans for 1 and 2. Yep. And we tasted them, and they were damn close.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Yep. So, yep, there we go. Michter's 10-year on a blind test. Initially, what was the yellow dot initially? Was that Michter's?
No, Oceans.
Really?
What was the red slash?
Yep. So initially, just so you know,
Oceans is a yellow, right?
No,
yellow is blue. Yellow
is Michter's.
So initially, Michter's and Oceans were my two right there. Those were my 1 and 2, and they were close. And they even when we did it. Now, what I found unique is that the Oceans when I compared the two, when we did that, still had a stronger, a little bit more of a oak bite than the Michter's, but otherwise the sweetness was the same.
Eric said, this is hilarious.
Anyways, I think it's hilarious too. But everybody, the Scotchy Bourbon Boys, this is live, Bourbon of the Year is Michter's 10-year bourbon. Fantastic, great job. We put them up against really, really good everything. All of it to get to these six bottles was rough. It was hard to do. I mean, it wasn't easy. I think this is the most well thought out. So when you were tasting along with us, what were you thinking, knowing what you were tasting? Were you laughing at us, kind of knowing what was going on?
I'll be honest with you. Listening to you, it was the difference between all three of you were, it was similar, but the ones 5 and 6 were so different. That's what.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, I knew the pepper I could taste. Now, I knew the reason that when it came to these five, the Booker's, the Mighty Fine Batch is good, but it's very strong. And when you're tasting up against flavorful lower proofs, opposed to a barrel proof, it's like, unless you're just ready to go for barrel proof, the barrel proof can be overpowering, and that's kind of what happened in these cases. They were very, very bold bourbons, but we're tasting side by side, and you got to remember, we've drank a lot of whiskey today, so our palates are, and so I think the proof that the Oceans and the
Michter's
were up there is because our palates are probably a little fatigued, and we could really appreciate the softness of the bourbon.
Yeah, and I totally agree. Like I say, that I was mostly looking and going for what I could pull the flavors out of on these when I was tasting them. And that's why I was taking smaller sips and trying to cleanse my palate in between each one. And so when it got down to me trying to discern between the six of them, that's how I came out with it.
Yeah, I mean, it's, you know.
But they're all good in my book, and was glad to obtain all of them.
Yeah, it's a tough thing to do blind, because you definitely, you know, you get.
So Robert Brown said he's never seen it at a store.
And I commented which one. I'm not sure if he's talking about Michter's 10 or.
Yeah.
I mean, Michter's 10, you will not see at a store.
The way to get Michter's 10 is at Michter's. Yes, you got to go to Michter's. Also, there's chances to get it at like Kentucky Bourbon Festival or stuff like that. If Michter's, especially next year, now that Michter's is going to be selling at the festival. When you're talking, it definitely was an order. Mm-hmm. But, you know, funny thing is the top three, Michter's and Bombergers, is in 1, 2, and then you've got the Oceans there at 2. Now, I think if Roxy was involved, that could have definitely changed the whole thing. But it's just, this is what we had to do.
Yeah, he said, the big one on the end next to
Oceans. I just responded, yeah.
Well, and then Robert, just so you know, that Oceans is really close to that Michter's as far as a great bourbon, and that is on the shelf.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah. Matter of fact, I picked up a bottle yesterday and saw it several different places here in Ohio. I actually got the OHLQ single barrel version of it. And so can't wait to take it home and be able to enjoy four of it. So.
One through six, no matter what. I mean, the order. Still solid pours.
Solid pours.
So any of the anything that made our top six of what our group had picked, I thought they all were formidable. I mean, there was some other. There was honestly, this morning when we were doing our holiday podcast, there was a couple in there that were, what would you say, underdogs or they outliers. But when it came down to it, we were picking and we picked. This is a bourbon lineup that anybody, this is what you could drink in an evening, you are drinking some damn good bourbon.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. I agree.
So, None of them were losers. I mean, they were all here because they were winners. It's just we put them all together to see which one was the which we felt was the best. And I mean, honestly, CTs and R, I mean, that just tells you the difference. Drink what you like. And the difference of palates is like CT's picking the Elijah Craig as number one, and me and Nash got it at six. Our bottom end.
Yeah.
But you know, but that's where you are in your bourbon journey. And anytime, we're just here to for a guidance a little bit to show you the different stuff that's there, tell you what we think is good. But if you never have any difference in what it is, what you think is good, then you have to drink what you like.
Yeah, and one other thing I'd like to throw into is these are all bottles that we were able to obtain during the year. There were so many more
there's
out
a bunch.
There that, you know, that
although we there's not able. Very many people obtaining that Rick House. I mean,
and, you know, and like I say, these were ones that we were fortunate enough to obtain and be able to drink and be able to pull out of our collections to bring up here to try to pick our bourbon of the year. You know, it might not necessarily be your bourbon of the year or what you've been able to obtain, but this is just what we were able to obtain this year and something that, like I say, that we put together and do, and just to try to give y'all a little bit of information and put out there for y'all.
Yeah, and I think this is the blind thing is something that's always fun to do, whether you do this at home with friends or, you know, even if you're just at home and your spouse and you have somebody line up three bottles that you've never drank. That's the barrel proof.
Would you like some C923?
Heck yeah, I do. But you know, it's a great way to shock yourself a little bit because I've done this. A friend of mine brought a bottle that he was guaranteed, oh, I'm picking that bottle, and he picked absolutely not the bottle he brought. And it happens.
Yeah.
So.
Absolutely.
But it is a good way to bring out flavors without, like we said before, without being swayed by price or availability. It's truly a palate test, you know, and not that it's right or wrong because everybody's is unique and different, but it means that my palate chose this or your palate chose that or my nose chose this because your nose does a lot of it.
Yeah. Right. Right.
And I could have swore that I was pulling that single Rick House up to be one of my one or two picks. I did thought that the 10-year was going to be in the one or two, but I thought that single Rick House was going to be one of my one or two. But it wasn't.
I think the proof
and it was just like, it did.
It's a lot softer.
That's one of the fun things, like you said, about doing it blind. It just makes it that much fun.
Was it the no label?
So,
yes.
Anything else you'd like to add there, Tony?
Yeah, I picked this too.
No, I mean, overall, I mean, it's exactly that. I did think my one or two was Oceans. I did have a feeling, but I
put Oceans as five.
Right.
Mm-hmm. I didn't like it as much.
Right. You were the opposite. Yeah.
That was the first time I'd ever tasted Oceans. The Oceans we did. First time ever it was today.
Choose what you like.
In this blind. So I had no concept of what it tasted like anyway, so, and that's what it came out to be, so that just gives you an idea of how it can go.
Yeah,
this was probably my two.
Cool.
The C9, I mean,
it's definitely interesting to go through them and try them get a perspective from totally different, totally different perspective.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah, for sure. Right. Excellent.
I mean, little Steve
the Oceans. The Oceans was actually Nash's one.
Yeah,
that blue was number one for you. You had yellow number two and blue, and then then it switched in the end.
Yeah,
yeah, definitely awesome.
Yep.
All right, everybody. Remember, we're www.scotchybourbonboys.com. Robert's asking for a close up of the bottles. So, and he's on. So, can you? Grab this camera. Just take one. No, no, not that one. This just take the bottle, not the camera.
Yeah, just the bottle.
Yeah, just show him the bottle. Show him
the bottles.
Yep, there. He wants to see a close up of each one. So yeah, we're www.scotchybourbonboys.com. Check us out for all Scotchy Bourbon Boys merchandise, including Glencairn's T-shirts, bourbon balls, magnets, and. If you want to contact me direct, I can send that out. The newest batch of bourbon balls is just being boxed today. So, and then also remember to follow us on all social media formats, Instagram, YouTube, X, and Facebook, and then also all the major podcast formats, Apple, iHeart, Spotify. If it's there, we're on it. So, and remember to like, listen, comment, and leave good feedback. It means a lot to us. And remember, good bourbon
equals good friends
and good times.
So drink responsibly.
Don't drink and drive.
And go out there and live your life
dangerously.
Absolutely.
Little Steve-O's going to take us out.
Show me the way to the next whiskey bar. Oh, don't ask why. Oh, don't ask why. Folks, if we do find the next whiskey bar, I tell you we must die. I tell you we must die. I tell you, I tell you, I tell you we must die.
All right, everybody.
Hey, Scotchy Bourbon Boys fans, this is Alan Bishop, Indiana's Alchemist of the Black Forest. So I'm tuning in here today to tell you all about the One Piece at a Time Distilling Institute channel on YouTube. If you're at all interested in the art of distilling, whether it be home distilling or professional distilling, and the intense geekery that goes into that process, then check out the One Piece at a Time Distilling Institute on YouTube. I promise you're going to learn something you didn't know before about the arts.